To go to a store again, gogomeds.com. Gogomeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's gogomeds.com, promo code MIKE2018.
Here's Hunter with your HalfPriceOregon.com deal of the day.
It's Cyber Week, and get ready to take advantage of great buys and daily doorbusters. Domino's Pizzas, Get Air Trampoline Park, Annette's Westgate Cafe, oil changes, tap houses, wine tasting, and Mexican food, all at crazy Cyber Week prices. Limited amounts of daily doorbusters for special pricing are available. These are terrific stocking stuffers and gifts for friends and family. So check out HalfPriceOregon.com for Cyber Week deals.
Capital Toyota has a record-setting number of 4x4s and sport utility vehicles, like a 2018 RAV4 with discounts up to $4,757 off MSRP, and two season passes to Mount Hood Meadows with purchase or lease of any new RAV4 or 4Runner. Capital Toyota went a step further with zero cash down and no payments for 120 days. Come see Capital Toyota just off the Salem Parkway or at captoyota.com. Unproved credit for self-defense after 10 years in Ohio. RAV4 Ben 2543, MSRP 3789, capital discount $7,000 and $3,000 back to rebate. Expires December 3rd.
For fast, delicious Asian meals, go to Teriyaki Bento on the corner of Broadway and Pine in Salem. Teriyaki bowls, yakisoba noodles, veggie dishes, and all kinds of rice made to order. Whether you want chicken, beef, pork, or seafood dishes, they make it to order for you. You can order online, dine in, take out, or they'll deliver. They make it easy, they make it delicious, and they make it affordable. Find them on Facebook at Teriyaki Bento Salem. That's Teriyaki Bento Salem.
John Domashofsky here for Auto Team Car Care Center at 2305 McGillcrest Street Southeast. When you step in your brakes, do they make strange grinding sounds? That's not a good thing. Our bronze, silver, and gold disc brake specials provide an option for most vehicles and budgets. We will resurface the rotors and install new pads on most cars starting at only $149.99 per axle. Auto Team Car Care Center, where John, Paul, and the crew can provide you with the best service in town. Auto Team Car Care Center, a better way to maintain your car. Additional parts and services may be required at additional cost.
The tradition continues. People's Church presents The King is Here. Join us for a spectacular musical and visual experience. Free tickets for five performances December 7th through 9th are available online at peopleschurch.com or by calling 503-304-4000. Experience the holiday season in a new way with The King is Here, Christmas at People's Church.
Since 1975, Golden Rule Remodeling and Design has been transforming homes into custom living spaces that fit the desires of the homeowner. Clients are trusting the Golden Rule team and are inviting them into their homes. By completing tasks efficiently and communicating with the clients throughout the project, Golden Rule creates a more pleasant experience. If you're considering a kitchen, bath, or interior remodel, contact Golden Rule, goldenruleremodeling.com. That's goldenruleremodeling.com. CCB number 25567.
Stay ahead of the latest digital trends with the Kim Komando Show, Saturdays at noon on KYKN.
Salem is listening.
Time for Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Presented by Les Schwab Tires. It's live, local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave.
And it is Friday here at KYKN. Welcome to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart here with Dave Bourne, and we are talking local topics, local issues, local institutions, local initiatives, and individuals. And today we have in our studio an individual of fascination, of charming disposition, incredible intellect. We've got Kurt Arthur with us here today, Dave.
Nice.
It's fine Friday. I'm excited about this because I always like knowing what's going on in the community, and Kurt is involved in all things commercial real estate.
Oh, nice.
And an all-around great guy. When I grow up, I am going to be Kurt Arthur. I can't promise I'm ever going to be, but welcome everybody to the show. This noon hour, you're with us, and Kevin Jackson, 1 to 3 weekdays. We're here every weekday. And gosh, there's so many things to talk about. First of all, Kurt Arthur, past president of the Salem Area Chamber. Let's learn a little bit about Kurt. He's involved. His company is SVN Commercial Real Estate. That's Sam Victor
Nancy.
Nancy, thank you. SVN Commercial Real Estate.
Yep.
He's been involved in a lot of things. I have enormous respect and affection for this gentleman, and he's a hugger. He has a
well, hug. That's good
I'm
to know.
Out yeah, him yeah. right now.
That's a positive there.
So if I make a good shot in the on. If I can make a good shot on the golf course, two things happen. One, he's really surprised.
I would be too.
Yeah. And I might, may or may not get a hug. Anyway.
Nice.
He's involved, as we've been talking about earlier this week, in the Commercial Air Service recruitment. And he's chairing kind of that effort for the Salem Area Chamber of Commerce. He serves on the Boys and Girls Club Foundation board. And the grant underwriter? Grant Underwriter. Welcome, by the way. Welcome,
thank you.
Kurt.
Appreciate
nice to have
that.
You here.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate being here.
And Cascade Capital Funding.
Yeah.
A lot of things having to do with things happening in Salem, getting getting things built.
There's kind of a theme there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's economic development and money changing hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, by the way, before we dive too much into this, we did hear about the quake in Alaska, a big earthquake in Alaska north of Anchorage. We're hoping everybody remains safe, and if you have loved ones up there, that they are safe and will remain safe. And it's just another reminder to us how vulnerable we are in the Cascadia subduction zone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not I fully believe it's going to happen in my lifetime. We're already like, 50, 100 years later than we should have happened. So I think it's going to happen, and it's going to be some...
When was the last major earthquake here, though?
I don't have that at
90, mid-90s. But it was a whopping, 5.3 or 5.4 based out of...
Yeah, but was it inland? Was it?
I can tell you, my ex-wife thought I was snoring. That was about the intensity in Salem. But
yeah.
There was some damage up in the Mount Angel, Silverton area, I know, pretty substantially. The big Catholic church in Mount Angel needed to be completely redone.
The Cascadia event we're expecting... I'm going to get the numbers wrong, so we'll have to get somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Right.
It's like it happens every 500 years, and it's been 750 years or something like that.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, it's past
it,
due.
It could happen anytime.
So I apologize if you want to write in a call and correct those numbers, but it could be devastating.
Yeah.
Anyway, all things commercial real estate. Explain to us what commercial real estate is, Kurt.
So basically what we deal with, first of all, thank you guys for having me on today. I really appreciate that. Happy to not only talk about commercial real estate, but we obviously, Brent, you are as involved in this community as I am. Happy to talk about any of the stuff that we're currently working on. But what we do as a general rule of thumb is we work mainly with business entities. Our job is to help business in this community make sure that they have the right real estate for them to grow, not just survive, grow and thrive, right? So we are involved in all sorts of aspects of helping, whether it be sole proprietors all the way out to very large publicly traded companies, make sure that they've got the right real estate that they need here in the Mid-Willamette Valley to thrive. And we deal in all, I call them the entire food group, all the food groups, and I'm happy to talk about those. The one thing our company really doesn't get involved with for the most part is multifamily. We've got one gentleman who just joined our team that's starting that. But for the most part, we are involved in large-scale office and industrial projects up and down the Willamette Valley. The largest employers in our mm-hmm. valley area, we are proud to call many of them clients. And so, the difference between our company, and I have a lot of respect for we've got some great people in our business. We really, really do. But I think the things that differentiates us in our market is our name. It's SVN Commercial Advisors. It's not SVN Commercial Brokerage or salespeople or anything like that. Because
that's what I like about your culture.
Well, I appreciate that.
They're out trying to find the right tool for what the client needs.
Right. And it sounds a little corny, but it absolutely is true. The basis of what we try to do on a day-to-day basis is really be engaged, be very educated, and do the best job we possibly can advising our clients, not selling our clients, right? Mm-hmm. We're not transactionally focused. If you do a good job, and this goes into your industry as well, mm-hmm. certainly, no matter what financial services that you are in, if you do the best job possible advising the client and not selling the client, you're going to have a client for life. And the transactional side of this industry will then take care of itself. And we firmly believe upon that. And so
that's an old-fashioned way of doing business that I really appreciate. You take care of the client. You don't pay attention to do you maximize each dollar out of each conversation each transaction. And if you do enough of the right thing, enough money will come your way.
Right.
That's how I do business, and I appreciate that. And I know that when I refer people to other professionals in the community, that's what I'm looking for. Somebody who loves what they do because they are using their expertise to help others. And if they do everything the right way, enough money will come that way. And that's a great culture and a great mindset. Anyway, so office buildings. We're talking to Kurt Arthur. If you want to know what's happening with any empty lot, any space for sale in the Salem region, he'll know something about it. He may not be able to tell you, but he'll know who's handling it and what might be happening. So from Costco or Costco's move to downtown, to Nordstrom's and things like that, we're going to be talking about this hour.
Oh, good.
We're going to talk about what's going on with some empty spaces like the Kmart, hopefully. Like I said, things Kurt can and cannot talk about, depending on whether or not they're his clients and whether or not his clients have told him he could. But anyway, that's the knowledge we bring into the studio here today. Office buildings, retail buildings, and industrial buildings, right?
Yep. Yep. Happy to talk about multifamily as well. We've kind of delved into that as well. But let me give you, you asked about commercial real estate. If I can, let me give you a quick little synopsis of kind of our industry about how real estate kind of flows, right? By far, the most important thing in real estate, even above your house, right, that you and I both would live in, is industrial wage, family wage earning jobs. Every community to be healthy has to have its share of that industry. And why? That's what brings jobs to your marketplace. When you have a growth on in the industrial side of the equation, that creates people moving into our community, people buying houses, renting apartments,
buying cars,
which spurs then the need for them to go get insurance and have to go see their insurance agent or get their teeth worked on and going to see their dental, which fosters office development, which then creates the need. Hopefully you've been able to save a little money and you now have some discretionary income, which then creates the need to go eat at a restaurant, right? Go get your dry cleaning done, which creates the need for the retail side of that. So there's really a cycle when it comes to real estate that we don't talk about too much, but that really is it. Industrial leads really into residential and office, which leads into retail. So we're always very mindset of that. So for example, on the retail side, if you talk to a big retailer, one of the first questions they'll have about a site we might want to talk with them about is they'll say, what's the head count? What's the household count in 1, 3, 5 miles, so on and so forth. So it's a very cyclical thing, that a cycle that runs. So you asked me to kind of explain what it is we do, and that's really the importance in that order of what it is we work on.
So that industrial piece with the industrial family wage, living wage jobs, that's the bedrock.
It is. By far.
And that's the kind of thing, it's hard for people to understand. You said it very well. When we talk about economic development, and that's kind of a scrissy word, and it's kind of an umbrella word. But when SEDCOR, our Regional Economic Development Corporation, and I do serve on their board, what they're trying to accomplish.
Yep, exactly.
Right? These great jobs that create someone's ability to support their family. Right?
That's absolutely right.
And they can support their family, they can support the services, and that's why we get all the needs for all of these other things. And without those jobs, and the other thing it does, Kurt, the more industries we can get in town, the more diversified our economy is, so that we're more recession proof.
That's a great segue. Take a look at a market like Bend, right? What industry does Bend really have? Bend's industry is their climate, their marketplace, their scenery, right? It's not industrial wage-earning jobs, and there was no market in the Pacific Northwest hurt harder during what we would call the Great Recession than Bend was, because there wasn't a bedrock of family wage-earning jobs there. Every family wage-earning job was waiting tables and being in the tourism industry, right? So it's a good example.
Yeah, and those communities in the U.S. that are looking at the U.S. auto manufacturing and a plant being closed, or a steel plant, or a coal plant.
Five plants.
Yeah, and you know, you have a situation. If you're dependent upon the one industry, you can really be at risk. We're talking to Kurt Arthur here, SVN Commercial Real Estate, here at KYKN. We'll be back in just a bit, and we're going to talk about the movements and what's going on in the different spots in town and what stores are moving where. This is 1430 KYKN, Salem's Listening.
Why should you be Jiffy Lube loyal? Simply stated, the Jiffy Lube Signature Service Oil Change, a top-to-bottom service which includes washing outside windows, vacuuming interior floors, check and fill tires, fluid top-offs, and new oil and filter, all performed by trained technicians. We've got you covered all in a jiffy.
An amazing Mexican meal is ready for you.
If you're in South Salem, you need to eat lunch or dinner at Mirador Mexican Restaurant. They have delicious Jalisco-style dishes, a complete bar, an excellent beer assortment, and tasty desserts. The owner and chef is Miguel, and he ensures that every meal is cooked perfectly. The friendly service and super clean restaurant just add to the experience. Mirador is easy to find on the corner of Kubler and Commercial South, next to Applebee's. Mirador in South Salem. Try it.
Folks, do you need $5, $10, $15, $20,000 in 15 or 20 minutes? The days of easy money are over, except for here at Dorn Brothers. Hi, this is Mike Dorn. We've been serving the Northwest for over 60 years. We're here to stay and we're here to pay. We'll look at anything that rolls or floats. All you need to do is bring it down to Dorn Brothers and we'll write you a check on the spot. I'm buying cars, trucks, boats, RVs, maybe even motorcycles. At Dorn Brothers, we're buying good used product right now. On the spot, we'll write you a check for $5, $10, $15, $20,000. Doesn't matter if it's paid for or not. It's all very straightforward. There's a lot of people who don't have any money and perhaps need some. They need to put braces on kids' teeth. They need to put roofs on their house. They need to make a mortgage payment. Whatever they need, we're all reprioritizing. We buy good used product at a reasonable price, and we sell them, once again, at a reasonable price. You'll find us in Salem on the corner of Portland Road and Lana Avenue, right between the Teen Challenge Thrift Store and Lum Yen Restaurant.
Hi, this is Dave Bourne inviting you to check out our all-new 1430kykn.com website. New photos, new podcasts, and the latest in local news from our news partner, Salem Reporter. Check it out right now at 1430kykn.com.
Newsmakers continues with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430kykn. Salem is listening.
Not really a Friday song, but looking forward to the weekend.
That's right. Because you know what Saturday means to me?
What's that?
Chores. So I can look forward to Friday being done.
The honey-do list.
Friday's done, so that means I can spend the next 2 days doing chores and try to prevent my property from flooding when it rains. All right. Hey, welcome back. This is Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. We've got Kurt Arthur from SVN Commercial Real Estate Advisors.
Thank you.
Here with us. And I warned him, we're going to talk about things I want to hear about in Mission Street. I still do own a piece of real estate. Yeah. On Mission Street, and there's a whole lot of vacancies going on down there. And here it is, the gateway to Salem. The people coming in from I-5, and they pass the car dealership that's not there anymore, and a Kmart that's closed, and a Costco that's moving. Anything exciting happening on Mission Street?
It's kind of an economy area. Mission Street, if you look at, for example, the intersection of Mission and 25th, mm-hmm. that's the most traveled intersection in the city of Salem.
Yeah, don't run the red light there, by the way. They have red light cameras.
Right. Yeah, right.
Okay.
That intersection is also deemed to be, that is, while we would call it Mission Street, that's still State Highway 22, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a part of Mission that is still controlled by the state. ODOT declares that intersection to be an F-grade intersection. More accidents in that intersection than virtually any other, really, in the Mid-Willamette Valley. So whoever does develop is going to have to make some upgrades and car dealership land you just mentioned, the old car dealership that used to be there. We can certainly talk about that. But start with kind of the Kmart. That's been a tough sell. You know, let's talk about retail in general. I mean, raise your hand if you've already made a Christmas order off of Amazon, right? You know, and 10 years ago, that just wasn't the case. And so if you're going to be a retailer absorbing a big box like that, that was at one point in time, and it still might be the largest single retail vacancy in the Mid-Willamette Valley. That is an older building that has a lot of, I would call it, functional obsolescence at mm-hmm. this point in time. So when you have a co-anchor like a Value Village, which really isn't interested in having a big facade redone and make their space look like Class A, their rents go up and they can't do what they need to do. That's a tough space to lease in today's
property
economy.
Is it one owner for the both?
It is one owner for the both, and I'll tell you, rather than who is the owner, it's actually managed by a trust out of a real estate trust out of New York City, and they have engaged a brokerage company out of Portland. Finally, they tried to do something on their own and weren't able to do it, so they've engaged a brokerage company regionally to be able to try and help them. As I understand it, there's two different users that are looking at that. Whether they are in the letter of intent stage or going to lease site, I don't know that I could say that at this point. I don't know. But that's when you get large blocks of space, and I would say large blocks would be anything over 30 or 40,000 feet in the retail market like we have today, those are difficult assignments. You have to have a reason to attract people to walk in your front door, right?
Yeah, you can probably expect it's not going to be Sears, right?
Right, exactly.
It's not going to be Sears or Kmart. And I know across the street where Capital Auto Group used to be, there's some height restrictions as well. Because everybody says that, we need a hotel there. Or they've heard that there's a hotel going there. Is that a viable site for a regional hotel?
No.
Okay.
Thanks for asking. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drop the microphone. We were actually involved in the disposition of that property, and we did actually try to get a hotel there on the corner, right up on the corner. As you said, that there are not only some height restrictions there, but that is in the flight path of the Salem Airport. And when you are an airport that receives FAA dollars, you have to make sure that the uses that go in that close to an airport meet with their standards. And they would call it the transit occupancy of a hotel with a lot of people in there at one time, right in a flight path. Now, next door to a hotel where you're not in a flight path, that's one thing. But when you're in a flight path, that's another thing. And a hotel was really kind of a no-no. So
that's too bad. You know, you think about everywhere you've flown. All airports are surrounded by hotels, but this
surrounded
just,
by, but surrounded not by. In the flight path of. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Kmart for a second. Yep. Is that a candidate to be torn down and redeveloped to something reimagined to something completely new?
I don't know that it's going to get torn down at this point in time. With construction costs being what they are, it's a much better value for it to take an asset like that and completely rehab the building. The bones of the building are probably still pretty good. Mm-hmm. They probably have to be restructured, but that's really the play for that long term. And with all due respect to the folks at Value Village and the shoppers at Value Village, that because of the traffic and the location close to I-5, et cetera, the long term play for that building really should be a retrofit, put a whole new facade on, develop some better pad sites out in front of the building, so on and so forth. So knock on wood, that's what you see moving forward. But I would hope our company does an economic update at the convention center in February every year. I would hope that by the time we put that on February 6th, there will be news that we can talk about. But right now, I simply just don't know. They're not being very forthcoming yet.
So in case you haven't been in the neighborhood, there's some multifamily housing being built right behind there.
Yep.
Back there's a kind of a center with some restaurants and so forth off of 23rd, I believe. And there's some multifamily growing there. So that density of individuals, that's going to at least help the case and the cause for getting some retail there. Because Mission Street, boy, I'd love to see something in there that's vibrant and renews and creates some jobs. So let's move down the street a little bit. So Costco's going to move, right? Costco has plans to
move. Are they? Costco has plans to move.
To South Salem.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking at a building right by the highway. There must be some interest in that.
Yeah, so let's start with the first building that Costco's in right now, and why are they moving? They've really maximized the site. They're out of parking. You know, at the dense times, they are out of parking. And the biggest issue with that site is really there is one means of ingress and egress. Mm-hmm. One way to get in, one way to get out. And I have people chide with me, well, you can cut through the hotel parking lot to the north, right? You could, yeah, many people do, but that's not what they want you to do. And so Costco's really looking at that saying, we need a site that better helps us serve this marketplace. And so they located a site that is owned by PacTrust out of Portland, that is out on the corner of Battle Creek and Kubler. It's a fantastic site. I know it backwards and forwards. And they've gotten the necessary approvals to this point to move forward. There's a couple more hurdles I know that they need to be able to jump over with. But we're certainly hopeful that that comes to fruition. That'll have five ways to get in and out of that site. They're going to put different medians in the street to be able to mitigate a lot of traffic concerns. They've received some great input from the neighborhood associations and concerned citizens. And I can tell you from personal experience, PacTrust is, I could never say a negative word about those guys.
That's the developer.
That is the developer out of Portland. They have a community focus. They are not a lot of people like to paint real estate development professionals into a corner as, you know, the big bad developer. They're just not that way. You know, many people don't understand that they've really already put in around $2 million into infrastructure improvements up and down Kubler before that site was even developed.
All right. Let me touch on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to interrupt you here, Kurt, and fill Dave in here. Now, this happened when I was on city council, actually.
Right.
And
exactly.
Councilor T.J. Sullivan, and we had him on the show, mm-hmm. our inaugural show. Wanted to see Kubler. He represented the area and wanted to see Kubler improved from Commercial Street to the highway. the exactions of development. So to get permission for the zone change, for the use and this and that, the city or the municipality, the county, whoever's the jurisdiction is, gets to exact things out of the developer. And it was extraordinary. Honestly, I couldn't believe that they were doing it. They had to add, they had to make sure that two lanes were going through traffic in each way, plus a left-hand turn lane at all the intersections, plus a right-hand turn lane at all of the intersections. And they even stretched one of the lane requirements, I think, all the way back to Commercial Street.
Mm-hmm.
So it was extraordinary, the amount of traffic and road improvements that were exacted upon this developer 10 years ago, and they haven't made any money on the site yet.
Correct. Yep.
So most people are not aware of what goes into that, and the city taxpayers didn't even have to pay for that. Developer paid for that, so now we do have a much, much better. When I commuted up and down to Coogler, anybody who commuted up and down Coogler is really grateful to have that. All right, go on. So PacTrust is the developer. They're going to build a Costco. Will there be other retailers and other uses for the neighborhood?
Yeah, so I mean, once you get the final I's are dotted and T's are crossed and the green flag is raised for Costco's development to move forward, I think that you could reasonably expect what I would actually be more excited about if I'm in that neighborhood than maybe a Costco that I'm only going to go to once or twice a month, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to be excited that there will be pad site development out in front of that development. And the hope that you would see is that you're going to have things that you do not have. Think about that area, right? You really, if you live anywhere in that area, north or south of that, you really have to go all the way out to Commercial Street to receive any essential services, right?
Uh-huh.
So my hope a couple years down the line is Costco does get approved and you have the ability to see things like a financial institution where you can do your banking, right? Some food options that might be available to mm-hmm. you. Maybe a well-known coffee institution that you might be able to stop by
happens.
And go through a drive-through, something like that. So I think that my hope, knock on wood, is that you're going to see some essential services developed up along the Coogler side that will be a welcome benefit for many people that live within, you know, half a mile to a mile of that.
Is Costco going to put their gas in there too?
That's my understanding. That's my understanding at this point in time, but I don't know that I have any confirmation on that.
So things that don't make any sense hurt my brain. And Dave's figured this out in a short period of time. And there were neighbor associations and there were advocacy groups. They were anti-development advocacy groups.
Sure, right.
And this goes back and they're like, we don't want to. But they're the same people that says, build it neighborhood. You know, make sure that people can get to things in the neighborhood, don't have to get in their cars, and increase the VMT, the vehicular miles traveled, because
yep.
VMT, vehicular miles traveled, means more carbon emissions and blah, blah, blah. They want people out of the cars. And exactly what you're saying, I'm like, the people over there in the Battle Creek area,
mm-hmm.
And what's the area, the residential area? Just
Cambridge, to the north, yep.
Exactly what you're saying. You got to go to Commercial Street on Coogler. I mean, you got to go a ways to get to a Fred Meyer, to get to a Safeway, to go to a Starbucks, to get to a Sherry's restaurant. You have to go. You have to get in your car. There's nothing that they can stroll to.
That's right.
Nothing that they can stroll to. And yet they were campaigning against having anything go into here and all this development as if it's bad for the neighborhood. And, you know, there's going to be some impact. I mean, Costco's a big, you know, a big presence in a lot of traffic.
But if they do it right, like you said, they expanded that intersection. If you do the traffic pattern correctly, it's less impactful.
Well, I heard from a friend today, why didn't it go on the other side of I-5? Why didn't it go on the other side of I-5 instead of in the neighborhood?
There's no land over there that's large enough that's suitably zoned for their use. Virtually all the land that is on the east side of I-5 outside of it is not zoned for retail use. You have the Bonaventure facility over there, right? You have an acute memory facility over there. You have some retail land on the north end of Coogler. But I think your largest parcel size is maybe 6 acres, and it's just not nearly big enough. And then you roll right into the Mill Creek Corporate mm-hmm. Center, which mm-hmm. is nothing but industrial.
We're going to talk about that right after the break. You're listening to Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on Newsmakers 1430 KYKN. Salem's listening.
Time now for your Capital Toyota Message of Hope from Liberty House.
Child abuse is preventable, and you can be the difference. Take a Stewards of Children training at Liberty House to learn how. The class lasts 2 hours and will help you learn the facts, recognize the signs, and react responsibly. Go to libertyhousecenter.org for more information.
This has been your Capital Toyota Message of Hope from Liberty House. Find out more online at libertyhousecenter.org.
Salem's local talk show, Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, is every weekday at high noon. For 1 hour, we'll discuss local, state, and national issues. It's common sense, facts, and not-so-in-your-face local talk. It's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires, every weekday following Rush Limbaugh on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.
Come see the all-new 2019 Subaru Forester at Capital Subaru. We have an unbelievable selection here and ready to test drive. With every purchase or lease of any new Subaru, you get two Fusion Ski Passes to Timberline or Mount Hood Ski Bowl. And right now, you can get zero cash down and no car payments until 2019. This is for a limited time, so come see Capital Subaru just off the Salem Parkway or 24/7 at CapitalSubaru.com. On Drew Credit, City Beacon, Ohio. Self-built financial. Fusion Passes ends January 2nd.
We all know the best dogs in Salem are at Roxy Dogs. But have you tried their new crispy bacon-wrapped street dog or their fresh salad bar? Well, now is your chance for a limited time. Visit Roxy Dogs after 4 p.m. Thursday, Friday, or Saturday and receive a free street dog or salad when you purchase any premium dog at regular price. So hurry into Roxy Dogs on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday after 4 p.m. to get this great deal. For delivery options, visit RoxyDogsSalem.com.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service, it's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Oregon Army National Guard, aired by the Oregon Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is Newsmakers with Brent and Dave on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Okay, welcome back to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne, and in our studio, Kurt Arthur, SVN Commercial Real Estate Advisors, and actually Citizen Extraordinaire. Kurt, you're new to the area, aren't you?
No, born and raised. Born in the old Salem General Hospital, Salem not General. The Memorial Hospital.
Wow. And you went to University of Oregon.
I did.
Although you're a Beaver fan.
I am.
Doesn't feel conflicted at all. He's a platypus.
Right.
Yeah.
I am a platypus because I am from outside the area, although I've been here nearly 30 years. I like them both.
Yep.
You know, but back in the day.
They're Oregon teams.
You've had a son at OSU.
But now I have a son at OSU, so I got to root for the Beavers.
There you go.
I like to see them both do well. And
I know you're a Cal guy deep in your heart. You're wearing your Cal blue sweater today.
Go Bear. Now you've outed me. I am a Golden Bear.
By the way, he's not really a hugger. So
I am a hugger.
Yeah, I've had to get him to come over to the dark side.
Just doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah. Hey, Kurt Arthur, SVN Commercial Real Estate Advisors. We've got a few more things to talk about this hour. I want to talk about the Nordstrom site and downtown, and because there's a lot of opportunity for revitalization, redevelopment. There's a lot of stuff already happening. And then there's a new tool in the world, thanks to the Trump administration, called an Opportunity Zone, which will be very exciting for some areas of the region. So I think we're done on Kubler, right? Yeah. All you can tell me is done?
Yeah.
We'll have some pads. We'll have a Costco. Is there a timeline?
Yeah, there is. I mean, there's certainly the city staff and the planning side of the city has given their blessings at this point in time. So we're hopeful that public certainly has the ability to appeal the decision or kick it up to council. We hope that doesn't happen and it moves forward and everybody's happy and healthy.
Again, is there anything that the Salem City Council and their so-called progressive contingent could stop? Do they need permissions?
Yep, they do. They do. I mean, they can pull it up. I mean, you're in a phase right now, any development could be called up to city council during an appeal period. And what what basis they could use to object to it. I can't fathom. You just can't have a developer that has done a better job than these guys have of answering the needs of that community. Think about all the other uses that could be on that site, right?
Sure.
You could have a super Walmart, for example, on that site. You know, the Walmart on Commercial isn't a super Walmart. You could have one on that site. You would be open 24 hours a day. You would be receiving semi-traffic 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And in Costco, you've got a retailer with limited retail hours. They don't open till late morning. They don't stay open till late at night, right?
Right.
And there's a finite window at which they receive their goods and services. So I just don't know as a community that you could have a better neighborhood partner than Costco coming into us.
They're pretty friendly.
I have a question before you go on. A caller is asking if there's a place to go to make suggestions or ask questions in regards to the Costco situation. Is it still in hearings?
I believe so. I would go to the, depending upon, I appreciate the question. I would ask that person. You can go to the City of Salem's website, cityofsalem.net, and take a look and just research Costco. And I'm sure that the stuff that's going to come up there will come up. If, depending upon where you live in the marketplace, you can talk to your city councilor for the ward that you live in. If you have very specific questions, I know these folks well. Pick up the phone and call Pack Trust in Tualatin, and I'm sure ask about the development in Salem, and the folks that are in charge of that would be happy to talk with you on the telephone as well.
I'm more excited about the things you're talking about, the pads out around Costco, and how many VMTs it's going to actually reduce how much traffic on Mission Street. Kubler. It's going to reduce because they don't have to go to commercial for everything. Right?
It's not really going to reduce it.
Well, people are going...
A bigger Costco?
There. As far as restaurant or your coffee place or any of these there will be places that people can walk to or bike to. But anyway, okay, let's switch to downtown. Mm-hmm. Nordstrom is empty. The mayor made a couple of noises a week or so ago about... he was optimistic that there's some interest in that. Anything there that you know about or can share?
Yeah, so... Salem Center went through receivership, and that was bought out of the receivership in a foreclosure action by basically the lender servicer, right? So they got control of the property again. And most people don't understand that Nordstrom's is technically not a part of Salem Center, right? Right. They're two different ownerships. Nordstrom's own their own building. I can tell you that the Nordstrom building itself is under contract, but it's under contract to a retail entity whose job is to buy marquee properties and lease them out at this point. So it's not a user. It's not a specific user that's looking to go into that building. It's an ownership group that's looking to find, my guess is that this would be a group that has a lot of marquee national entities in their back pocket that they have tenancies with, whether it be regionally or nationally. And so as I understand, I actually spoke with the broker involved with that this morning, because I knew it was going to come on. I might be asked about that question about that. They're really hopeful that they're going to have some traction with one or more parties within the next 15 days. So be following back up on that.
And it doesn't hurt that there's more people living downtown now. And that continues to grow. So that's great. And folks, you know, we're talking about this last week and this week. Shop downtown. If you want to be able to shop at four major department, five if you include TJ Maxx and Ross and Kohl's and Macy's and JCPenney. Mm-hmm. If you want that in a downtown, we'll make an effort to go and shop there.
Right.
Spend your money downtown at some of the specialty shops and this and that, and we'll have a vibrant shopping center and a place where entertainment and food and drink and all that. But we're going to have to patronize them. We can't just maintain it without...
No, you just can't just drive by and say, oh, that looks nice.
Think of the vibe that's downtown right now compared to, say, 5, even 10 years ago.
Yeah.
There's a buzz. Let's just talk about the food and beverage scene. There is a massive buzz going on. There are... you could go to a different place every night for a month and never touch everything that's down there. So and I can tell you from a brokerage standpoint, one of my brokers had advisors had a tour today of one of our listings in downtown, and it's somebody who wants to be downtown to be a part of that scene. So it's very real. It's very viable at this point.
We're talking to Kurt Arthur, SBN Commercial Advisors, Commercial Real Estate Advisors. So is the reason, are you telling us there's reason for optimism that we will get a new tenant in the Nordstrom spot?
Yes, we will have a new tenant in the Nordstrom spot. Whether it will be 15 days from now or 6 months from now, I'm not really sure. But
not 6 years from now.
No, not 6 years from now. The market overall is, while everyone's concerned about a market correction, the real estate market overall is still very healthy. It's very strong. If they have the right retail user out there, as I said, with the issues that we have with retail these days, it's still very viable. We only have a 3.3% vacancy factor in the retail areas right now. So there's not a lot of options out there for retailers to go, and there are still some essential services, goods and services that are needed within our community, so I'm very confident it's going to get leased.
Okay, so there's a big hole in the ground. Honestly, it took us years and years and years, but finally what we called the Wells Fargo building came down on that's Chemeketa and Liberty. And who owns that, or what are the plans for that, or do you know?
Yeah, there's that whole property, that building, I'll call it the 260 and 280 building, the 260 Liberty, 280 Liberty building northeast. Those were both acquired by the owner, president of the large office machinery company that you have now seen go in the 260 building. And I think at this point in time, that from what I understand, is the 260 building was completely remodeled. The first floor is now occupied. Second floor is still looking for a tenant. It's about 10,000 square feet of potential office space up there that is still being marketed by a good young broker here in this marketplace. The 280 building was taken down because they were looking at, if you understand, it also comes with the parking that's back behind it that as well, facing the High Street side. And I know that there's been multiple opportunities looked at, not only just replacement of maybe a better retail product that would fit better in today's society. That bank just was functionally obsolescent. But at the same time, potentially some mixed-use processes, and they are, I know, going through those many different options that could include housing as well.
Housing as well. I like it.
Yep.
Well, I certainly hope that happens. Years and years, far before the recession, there was an incredible plan for that site, which include underground parking and some parking in a street-level urban grocery. And some offices across an alley and residential as well. And then it died with the recession. And then it just kind of languished and kind of hurt our downtown. So it's exciting to think that we could get something new coming out of the ground there and continue in Salem downtown renaissance. We could probably spend an hour just talking about, we can go on the map of the different things in downtown and what potential is there.
Yeah. Is there a lot of holes in downtown still?
Not as many as there used to be. There's still some. I mean, you have the old, I still call it the old McMahon site, right across the street from Pioneer Trust Bank, that there is nothing moving forward with that. They were hopeful of doing, and it was released, that the current landowner was going to do a joint development with a Seattle-based developer and do Salem's first micro apartment development. If I remember my math correctly, something like 140 some units with only 18 parking spots.
No, see, that's wrong.
So the question was, is Salem ready for something like that? But you're talking about 600 or 700 square foot units. You're talking about truly micro apartments.
Yeah.
Catered towards millennials, folks who really don't have cars, that are transit bike oriented folks that want to experience something downtown. And I'm sorry that we've not seen that come to fruition. We're hopeful to get an update on that in the next few weeks if there is a viable project still available for with that joint venture.
Statesman Journal Block.
Statesman Journal Block is still available, and you kind of hope that as the YMCA looks at a redevelopment on their site that something could be attached to that as well. But that is still empty and languishing, unfortunately. But that's a great site. That is in my opinion, that's probably the best site for something like a workforce housing site. You're right across the street from the transit center, close to shopping, and close for state workers if you had the opportunity to have some vibrant retail on the first floor and some housing opportunities that were market rates. So keep in mind, when you have housing opportunities in a downtown market in like Salem, you've not only got to have opportunities for, let's say, the doctor at the hospital, right?
Right.
But you also have to have opportunities for the person that's the receptionist in the doctor's office, right? Or the person that works at Kohl's, or the person that works at Department of Transportation that isn't making an arm and a leg, but wants to live and walk to work and those kind of things.
I keep thinking about the gas costs for people that are they're working on the Capitol Mall somewhere, one of those buildings, and they're driving back and forth on I-5 all the time, and the gas costs per month, and I mean, it's probably a car payment itself just paying for the gas. We're talking to Kurt Arthur, SVN Commercial Real Estate Advisors, and after the break, we're going to talk about an opportunity zone, somewhat new. It's very exciting development, actually, in tax law. So stay with us. And with Kurt Arthur, this is Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, 1430 KYKN. Salem's listening.
Time now for the home comfort tip of the month.
Do you have an area in your home that's uncomfortable? Oftentimes, running the furnace fan will help balance the temperature, or have us come out and add more ducting to your HVAC system.
Visit homecomfortinc.com.
Capital Toyota has a record-setting number of 4x4s and sport utility vehicles, like a 2018 RAV4 with discounts up to $4,757 off MSRP, and two season passes to Mount Hood Meadows with purchase or lease of any new RAV4 or 4Runner. Capital Toyota went a step further with zero cash down and no payments for 120 days. Come see Capital Toyota just off the Salem Parkway or at captoyota.com. Unproved credit, self-protected, opportunity, beacon, or higher. RAV4, Ben, 25403, MSRP, $3,789. Capital discount, $7,000, and $3,000 tax rebate. Expires December 3rd.
Geppetto's Italian restaurant, located on Lancaster Drive, just a short drive from anywhere in Salem. Geppetto's chefs perfectly prepare pizza and pasta dishes that will satisfy everyone in the family. Their traditional Italian menu will remind you of San Francisco or Chicago. Home delivery is available in the Salem area or call for takeout. With a warm, friendly environment, Geppetto's staff strives to give everyone a unique dining experience. Visit Geppetto's Italian Restaurant on Lancaster Drive in Salem, just past Willamette Town Center.
When it's time for a new look for your business, head over and speak with the sign experts at Salem Sign Company. Since 1979, they've been helping local businesses in the Willamette Valley get the exposure they need. Ask about their digital LED signs and learn how you can share multiple messages through one sign. They always provide free demos and estimates. You want your business to be seen, don't you? For all your sign needs, visit salemsign.com or call 503-371-6362. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Michelle at Copycats, located in West Salem, McMinnville, and Kaiser. We are much more than a full-service copy center. While we have the latest technology in self-service and full-service copy machines, we also offer an amazing array of printing and binding options. Color copying, offset printing, process color printing, laser engraving, and a full-color poster. We do it all. Copycats offers high-quality products and services in addition to printing and copying, such as trophies, awards, signs, banners, business forms, and invitations. We also stock hundreds of different papers, from elegant stationery stock to suit every taste. So let Copycats of West Salem, McMinnville, and Kaiser take care of you. Find us online at copycatsnw.com. At Copycats, our cats are paper trained.
Why should you be Jiffy Lube loyal? You know Jiffy Lube offers quality oil changes, but did you know that Jiffy Lube can get your car ready for winter driving with their winterization services, including wiper blade replacement and antifreeze exchange, all performed by trained technicians? We've got you covered all in a jiffy.
Newsmakers continues with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Taking care of business today.
That's right. Welcome back to Newsmakers, where we're talking to Kurt Arthur, SVN Commercial Real Estate Advisors, and he takes care of business, and there's not enough time to talk about all the things we want to talk about. Kurt, first question of the segment is, will you come back?
Absolutely. Happy
there
to.
Are things to talk
about.
By the
way, Dave's music game has been on today.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Dave,
thank
he's
you.
Always on. It's a good theme. there's so many things to talk about. Gateways to Salem, the Industrial Zone, Salem Parkway, the Portland Road, West Salem, so many things we're not going to get to today. We'll have Kurt Arthur back on and maybe take some calls as well, now that we've introduced him to the audience. So, Opportunity Zone, we promised to talk about this.
Yep.
And this is a new, now people have heard of urban renewal perhaps. They might have heard of some sort of tax breaks for development. But what is an Opportunity Zone? Where did this come from?
So whether you, I'm not going to get into a pro or con Donald Trump language, but a part of the Tax Reform Act that the current White House championed was a thing called an Opportunity Zone. And it actually was created, the idea came out, I have the date here, I apologize. So it started in April of 2018. And what an Opportunity Zone is to, through census tract data, locate the areas of any community and be able to identify where urban redevelopment is necessary and what sort of tax treatment can we give to those areas to incentivize development dollars, investment dollars to go into those opportunity zones and not create, you know, not create suburbia, right? Not just always go out into suburbia.
That's a mouthful.
It is.
So you're talking about a tax incentive for people to redevelop in certain areas.
Correct.
Okay. So it'll be tax leveraged. And how does that work? Who gets to benefit?
Sure. The development, the developers of the site are the ones who are going to get the direct benefit. But I think the community is also going to substantially benefit as well. So the way this works is let's just use a piece of property. And this could go, I could have 50 different examples of this. But let's say that you have a small piece of land that is zoned for multifamily development in a urban setting in Salem. And believe it or not, there's a lot of areas in Salem that actually are, all of downtown Salem is in an opportunity zone. And the opportunity zone in Salem stretches north up along the Willamette River. And it's also south down off of Pringle, McGillcrest, those areas as well.
Would it include the old Truett areas, the cannery area along the river?
Yep. Yep, that is in the one of the two Salem opportunity zones, and a little bit of West Salem along the Edgewater District as well. So, you have let's say you have a half an acre infill lot, right? That nobody's ever done anything. That an opportunity fund is, you have to establish an opportunity fund. Let's say you and I want to go do that. We establish an opportunity fund, and we decide that we're going to buy that half an acre lot, and we're going to build a community friendly 8-unit apartment complex on there, right? Nice little apartment complex, hopefully reasonably rented, community garden, something that's going to make us feel good. The beautiful part about that is you're building something that's needed. Again, there in this case, there's I don't want to call it a housing crisis, but certainly housing needs. Mm-hmm. And then you and I as investors get preferential tax treatment on the gain that we get on that property, depending upon how long we hold it. There's an incentive if you hold it 5 years, a better incentive if you hold it 7 years. There's a massive incentive if you hold it for at least a decade. If you make that project come to reality, get it stabilized, hold it for at least 10 years and then sell it, the entire gain on that development is not taxable.
Wow. All right. So if you buy a piece of property, you make money on it, you sell it, and you make money on it, you pay the government capital gains. So in this situation, your opportunity zone, you buy something, you hold it for 10 years, you sell it, you make money on it, and there's no capital gains tax. Not for the state, no, not for the federal at least.
Correct. Not for the federal. And I'd have to take a look at the state. I'm not going to tell you that I'm an absolute guru at this because it's so brand new. But before everybody sits back and says, oh, you know, money grubbing development. No, what you're really looking to do is create vibrancy in an area that's had maybe some blight, that hasn't had a lot of positive things happen to it. I think this is just going to be one of the greatest conduits we have for infill development in and around some troubled areas of Salem that we've ever seen.
Yeah, Portland didn't get the Pearl Zone, the Pearl District. Sorry, you don't get something like that if nobody can make any money.
Right,
right,
right. Somebody has to be able to make money, folks. It's a good thing. It's okay when people make money, right. Especially okay when it includes the vibrancy of our community and the number of offerings we have, and so on and so forth. So. Wow. It sounds like a very interesting tool that some people are going to glom onto, and people who have money to develop can take advantage of. Kurt Arthur, it's great to have you on. I could talk to you for another 2 hours. And we just bump Kevin Jackson, I think, a couple of... No, just not today, but we'll have you back on.
I appreciate
so many more things to talk about. We mentioned a little bit, and I'd be amiss if I didn't mention that Kurt raised his kids here. Kids went to local high schools. He's been happily married for a long time to a lovely lady. And he's an asset in our business community. He's certainly an asset to our nonprofit community. So it's nice to introduce him to you, and great to have him in studio. And I think, you know, he'll also make a good guest host, too. This man can talk. He's got a great voice. You got a great voice, good
Thank
presence.
You.
So
I'll have to work with him, too, you know.
All right. Kurt Arthur, SVN, Commercial Real Estate Advisors, is here with us today, and we will have him back. I'm going to wish you all to have a very happy and safe and productive weekend, and hopefully you go out Christmas, get your Christmas shopping done, and don't get a torrential downpours, and we don't have an earthquake like they had in Anchorage.
Yeah, our thoughts for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is Brent D. Hart along with Dave Bourne. It's Friday afternoon, folks. Take off earlier today if you can. Go have some fun. We'll see you on Monday. This is Newsmakers at the Noon Hour on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This has been Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Fresh, new, clean, easy to navigate. Those are just some of the comments people are making about the new 1430KYKN.com. New features.